I'm honored to introduce Donna Warren, who was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles and has emerged as a courageous and tireless voice for human rights and social justice in her community. She started her grassroots activism in 1992 with Mothers Reclaiming Our Children, Mothers Rock. She has gone on to serve with the Coalition for Educational Justice, the LA Unemployed Council, and the Bus Riders Union. Working with Crack the CIA Coalition, she was the lead plaintiff in a class action suit against the CIA and the Department of Justice for their role in the introduction of crack cocaine in South Central Los Angeles. In 1999, after concluding that the Democratic Party had abandoned its liberal roots and communities of color, she co-founded the South Central Green Party with Deacon Alexander, a noted South Central activist. In 2001, she was the first Green Party congressional candidate to run in a predominantly African-American district. She was a board member of Families to Amend California's Three Strikes, FACTS, and in 2002, she ran for lieutenant governor with Peter Camejo. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to Donna Warren. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I only have about 15 minutes of remarks before you get to hear Ralph Nader. My name's Donna Warren. I come from South Central Los Angeles. Malcolm was right. He warned us, don't join the Republicans or the Democratic parties. My community in South Central is ravished by drugs, poverty, and a total lack of interest by the Republican and Democratic parties. In Milwaukee, the Green Party joined the Republicans and the Democrats and turned its back on the principles I joined the Green Party for. Yes, I am a Green. In 1999, I founded the South Central Green Party with S. Deacon Alexander, who helped free Angela Davis. In 1997, I watched my precious son gunned down by another young man whose mother is a crack addict. My son was also addicted to crack, an addiction that was delivered to South Central by Ronald Reagan. Last week, a mother died after seeing her son's body. Her son, 25 years of age, was killed in Iraq. I cried for this mother, and I cried for myself, because I know how it feels to lose your child because our government chooses to sacrifice young lives for wealth and power. Excuse me. Well, I say it's not worth it. I lost my son because of Contra crack. That other mother lost her son because of Iraqi oil. It's not worth it. If Ralph Nader had been president in 1984 instead of Ronald Reagan, or in 2004 instead of George W. Bush, we would not have a drug problem in this country. We wouldn't have a need for oil, and we wouldn't have global warming. Only Ralph Nader and Peter Camejo are advocating an end to the illegal occupation in Iraq, an end to the outsourcing of jobs, an end to the injustice system where the drug war is really a war on the poor. Only Nader and Camejo insist that the Patriot Act is repealed, and instead of spending half of our discretionary funds on the military, ensure that all of us have adequate health care. All of us enjoy a clean and safe environment in the air and in our neighborhoods. That all have good jobs, at least living wage jobs. And our children, a good education. And that none of us go to prison for 25 years because we are addicted to the drugs our government allows to flow into our communities so that the CIA can continue to wage war on the poor in Nicaragua, Cuba, San Salvador, Afghanistan, Venezuela, and Iraq, etc., etc., etc. During the DNC in Boston, former President Bill Clinton extolled Kerry's virtues, firing up the House with a John Kerry always saying, "Send me," when asked by Uncle Sam to do his duty. From his service in Vietnam to his career in the Senate, Kerry, the crowd was told, has always said, "Send me." Let's pick up where Clinton left off. When President Bush asked senators to vote for the U.S. Patriot Act, John Kerry said, "Send me." When he asked for a blank check to attack Afghanistan, John Kerry said, "Send me." When the president looked for Senate approval to invade Iraq, Kerry said, "Send me." When Bush sought more support for Israel's apartheid wall, Kerry said, "Send me." With all the bashing of Ralph Nader for having the audacity to run for president, and the Democrats continuing to blame him for Bush taking power, it is important to note that Kerry did not say, "Send me," when the Congressional Black Caucus needed one senatorial signature to reopen the question of the illegitimate 2000 election. How different our world would be, how much better, if Ralph Nader or Peter Camejo had sat in the Senate when the Congressional Black Caucus came calling. Yet, when Ralph Nader and Peter Camejo visited the Congressional Black Caucus last June, they were ordered to withdraw from the presidential race in favor of NAFTA-approving, Iraq-evading, Afghanistan-bombing, Sudanese pharmaceutical plant bombing, and mandatory minimum sentencing supporting John Kerry. Anyone but Bush, the Congressional Black Caucus cried when Nader and Camejo visited their office. But let's be honest. When Bush delivered lie after lie after lie during the State of the Union addresses, it was the Democrats who stood and clapped. The Democrats made the monster George Bush. Yet, the Congressional Black Caucus won't challenge the Democrats in their abdication of our communities, but they challenged Nader and Camejo for fighting for our communities. The Congressional Black Caucus told Ralph Nader they wanted him out of the race, so Bush can't appoint another right-winger to the Supreme Court. But let's look at the record. Kerry promises to appoint anti-abortion judges while professing to protect a woman's right to choose. Hello? The Senate Democrats confirmed right-wing Supreme Court Judge Antonin Scalia 98-0. Not one Democratic senator, including Kerry, opposed Scalia. The Democrats could have blocked right-wing Supreme Court Judge Clarence Thomas's confirmation. They were in control of the Senate. But 11 Democrats moved across the line to confirm Thomas 52-48, while Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell sat in his office twiddling his thumbs. During the Democratic National Convention, The Democrats talked about the need of parents and households in the inner cities. But they neglected to mention that many parents are not in the household because they are in prison for drugs. The same drugs our government allows to infest in the inner cities and in all our communities. 6.9 million Americans are in prison, on parole, or on probation. 40% of the prison population are black, yet blacks make up less than 10% of the general population. The Democrats talked about never sacrificing basic liberties, that Arab Americans should not have been racially profiled after 9/11. But they didn't mention that John Kerry and John Edwards voted for the Patriot Act, which robs our Arab American brothers of their basic liberties. They said the U.S. shouldn't send men and women in harm's way, but that we should send in more troops to Iraq. What they didn't say, and by the way, that was an oxymoron, what they didn't say that it's the poor who can't find a job at Walmart and who don't have the money to get an education. It's the poor who are lured into the military and sent into harm's way. Why didn't the Democrats at the Democratic National Convention condemn U.S. aggression against Iraq? Ralph Nader and Peter Camejo would never have imprisoned 6.9 million Americans, mostly for drugs. They never would have profiled Arab Americans, and they would not have sent Americans into harm's way for Iraqi oil. Let me tell you, I've been waiting for Ralph Nader and Peter Camejo all my life. They are men of conscience who stand up for what is right, who refuse to falter, who are intelligent, kind, and compassionate, who believe in what we believe in, honor, justice, and liberty for all. Finally, we have a team to address our issues. And what do the ABBs do, the anyones but Bush? Progressive Democrats tuck their tails and try to keep Nader and Camejo off the ballot and out of the debates. The ABB Greens, who should have relished a Nader-Camejo candidacy, join the Democrats. Ralph Nader and Peter Camejo speak to our issues: affirmative action, civil liberties, constitutional rights, the criminal injustice system, equal rights, education, health care, the war on Iraq, the overthrow of Haiti, the war on drugs, workers' rights, peace, and the environment. These are the same issues that progressives, the majority of delegates at the DNC, and members of the Green Party speak to. Yet, anyone but Bush, Greens, and others, in an attempt to keep Nader and Camejo off of 22 state ballots and out of the national debates, refused to give Nader and Camejo an endorsement at the Green Party convention to enable them to speak to these issues on a national stage. Yeah. Medea Benjamin, Michael Moore, Cornel West, and the rest of the ABB crowd fought the good price and then punked out. Cornel West calls it the niggerization of America. He says black people are used to being niggerized. We're used to the lynchings, the prisons, the racial profiling, the aberrant conditions in the ghetto. We know if we protest against the government, we may go to prison for 25 years. But now, Professor West argues, the Bush administration is niggerizing white people, and white people are afraid. So, but not us. So, instead of joining with Nader and Camejo to take apart the Bush administration for impeachable offenses in the war in Iraq, Kerry, the Democrats, and the anyone but Bush crowd pursued a scorched earth policy against the right of Nader and Camejo to be on the ballot. Peter Camejo had a good friend who used to sit him in the front row of the Audubon Ballroom in New York, where he would speak to his people. "I believe that there will be a clash between those who want freedom, justice, and equality for everyone, and those who want to continue the systems of exploitation," said Peter's friend, Malcolm X. If we are to ever gain freedom, justice, and equality for everyone, we must put need over fear and ensure those who share our values are on the ballot and speak for us on the national stage. We must stop the niggerization of America. Thank you.